Chapter 3. Why does it rain? Why do we have rain? It's due to the water cycle. Water moves between the sky, the oceans, and land. This cycle, like most of our weather, is powered by the sun. The sun's rays heat the water in lakes, rivers, and the oceans. The water turns into a gas called water vapor. It rises into the sky. You can see this for yourself on a hot day. Look at the water in a puddle. As the day passes, the puddle shrinks. The liquid water has turned into water vapor. As water vapor rises, it cools. When it gets cool enough, the vapor turns back into liquid water. The water becomes tiny drops. They join together with other drops to form fog or clouds. When they get large and heavy enough, they fall back to earth again as rain or snow. Captions: Heat from the sun turns the water in a puddle into a gas. Water vapor in the air cools overnight. In the morning, we see water droplets on a car window. Diagram: The water cycle. Diagram labels. Precipitation. Water falls to Earth's surface as rain, snow, sleet, or hail. Water flows into streams and rivers, and from there into lakes and oceans. Transpiration. Plants also release water into the air. Evaporation. Liquid water changes into water vapor, a gas. Condensation. Water vapor changes back into liquid water. Caption: Water moves between Earth's surface and atmosphere as part of the water cycle.